Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number three, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, and hour number three, Bart, on a Thursday, by a thundering Thursday here in New York.
With this special guest.
And you talk about bringing power. I know. I'm going to step aside and let you guys have at it. But hour number three means what?
It means, Alan, with me, you,
and
Sexy Rexy, it's the power hour, 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 hour. Woo!
It's sure. Oh, even Rex is into it. I love it. Rex Ryan joining us right now.
That's great.
Do we have a signal issue?
We got him. We lost you for a second, big fella.
Did.
Listen, why didn't you? I did not know you was on Amazing Race, man. How exciting is that? How exciting is that?
I tell you, it was pretty fun. But here's the thing: is when they first asked me to do it, they were, you know, they said, "Hey, how about you and your brother?" And I'm like, my brother's still coaching, so that's out. And I thought, you know, that was the end of it. And then I'm playing golf, and my buddy's like, man, you know, my mother-in-law and my mom, that's their favorite show. They've never missed one. And he wanted to do it. And I'm like, well, all right, I'll call him back and let's see what happens. Dude, you have no idea how much stuff is involved in that. Like, you've got to get – they have psychologists. Like, you have a meeting with a psychologist.
Like, going to NASA?
Like, I'm just telling you, you've got to get, you go through all these psychological testing and all that type of stuff. And the crazy thing is, they still chose us. That's what I mean. They still chose us.
How'd you pass?
I know. And even they had a Wonderlic test.
Oh, what?
You know, they had all kinds of crap.
That's college.
You know, exactly. I'm like, what? I haven't been in a classroom forever. So, you know, my score had to be very impressive. But,
you know what's crazy, Greg?
Yeah,
I'm imagining.
And then, you know, here's the other thing. Like, Bart, it's not like I was, you know, after I did the lap band or something. I hadn't done anything for, I mean, years. And so I'm like, well, I'll go out and run. Let me just. You know, let me go ahead and do this. And you know, I used to run all the time. Dude, I made it a mile a place I called Heartbreak Hill. And I'm like, fuck, like, this is, I'm not going to make it. And so I'm like, I got a long way to go. And after, and I said, all right, I've got to go. I'm not going to let my teammate down. You know, that here's a guy that was a former powerlifting champion. He runs in marathons,
so
all that.
So he carried you.
Well, so I'm thinking, I don't want to drag them, you know what I mean? So I start running, but I get to where I was running 3.5 miles a day.
Wow.
I dropped 50 pounds.
Nice.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, this is it. Now, I've only put on like 30 pounds back since the race. But so it's good weight, though. It's really good weight.
It's weird it's because like when I'm thinking about the psychological test, I just got Armageddon in my head. Like when they had him in there preparing him for space.
Yeah.
I knew you punching somebody out. But just for the soul, Rex, if you'd asked me, I would have ate rattlesnake ass for you, Rex, just so you know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just for next.
You know, that's the thing. It's, you know, I mean, really, because even like, you know, like Sam Ponder said, oh, she loves that. She did. She wasn't going to do that. No one else Sam was going to do that. But either way, I was, you know, we started doing it, and then it became real. Like, after a while, you're like, oh, my God, I'm actually got to do this.
It's,
you know?
It's a commitment, right? It sounds like it's a big commitment. I mean, how we're talking about, obviously, it's already been taped and everything, and I know, what, it's Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern on CBS. You got season 34. It premiered last night. But how long, like, all together, from the very beginning, like you said, all these tests, everything else, to the you know, the final taping, how much time did this take out of your life?
Well, I mean, just to go do the race itself, you know, when you're doing it, it's, you know, all that stuff that you're doing, doing the exercise and all that. I'm not allowed to say how far we went, yep. how long it goes, or anything else. But it was good effort on your part to try to get that. Mm-hmm. But either way, you have to commit to a month of, and this wow. is without a phone. So you're without a phone, you're without a wallet, you're without anything. And so no communication back home, absolutely nothing. And that's the commitment that you have to make before you get on that show.
Well, I feel a lot better because, you didn't return my call, so now I understand. So we can move. I'm okay now.
Yeah, you're good with that. But it's
there you go.
something Bart said earlier, on like just a few minutes ago, actually, when we were talking about having you on, in a conversation we've been having today, he said he would still run through a brick wall for you. And we had Anthony Munoz on, and he said the same about Boomer Esiason. And it was all about a topic that I'm curious about your reaction to, and that's Russell Wilson. And, there was some conversation that Richard Sherman and KJ Wright had on a podcast about how, Russell Wilson was not held accountable, treated differently in Seattle. And then after he left, that's when Pete Carroll came out and just started airing out the dirty laundry. And then we learn in Denver where they don't look right. He's got his own office. He's got his own team with him there that does things for him, whether it's
nutritionist, body guy,
all that stuff, right? A quarterback's coach even as well. And it's like this wonder of like, who's in charge, who's leading. So Rex, as a head coach, is that something that you would ever like allow, that you would think is acceptable? How do you view what we're learning about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, first off, no players ahead of the team. And like this is really hard to listen to because, from afar, I'm thinking like, this is a guy I really admire as a player and all that. But if he's putting himself over a team, and being this diva type guy, that's hard to respect that. And I think anybody that's been in a locker room, it's hard to respect. So maybe that's what it is. Cause I think you're right though. This is a group right now that you talk about looking disorganized and disarray. And I thought it was more on the coach. Like this looked horrible and they can't get plays off. They got, and Russell Wilson not being out there as a punt returner, when they got to call timeout because they don't have a punt returner on the field. That's not on Russell Wilson. So there's other factors going on as well. But the biggest one, like if you brought this guy into your locker room, knowing that these are some of the things that were out there on him, then you get what you deserve. I don't care how talented a guy is. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it because the rest of your team, you expect them to, you're holding them at a different standard. No, that's not acceptable.
And it's crazy, right? Because we know last year head coach was Vic Fangio, a guy that we know and respect a lot. He spent a little time with us there in Baltimore. But that defense looked dominant. That team looked like they played with a sense of toughness. And it seemed like the only thing that was holding them back is that they didn't have a quarterback that can kind of lead those troops. We know the talent is there. But Nathaniel Hackett looks like he's a little bit ahead of his skis. And I understand he's a first-time head coach, but did we give him too much credit because Aaron Rodgers was Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur was really the guy calling the plays? Because we've seen, from the Bill Belichick tree, a lot of guys come and become coaches and wasn't ready. I mean, we talk about the Brian Billick tree, which you were a part of, and the success that you guys had. Whether you want to add Anthony Lynn into that as well, who's a part of your tree. Sometimes, is that a cautionary tale about, sometimes we give coaches too much credit for where they were and not what they actually did?
Yeah, I think it's always dangerous to take a guy that's never been a play caller and all of a sudden you're giving that guy a head coaching job. Mm-hmm. That is always like uh-oh. It's just one of those red flags that, or something that goes up that, hey, this guy, he may be able to do it, but he might not be able to do it. And there's certainly a lot more pressure on play callers than there is non-play callers. And I think it kind of gets you ready for the role. Like it kind of trains you for a higher position. you know, when you do get that head coaching job, you're a lot more prepared for it than a non-player play caller would be. But let's here's something that I think is interesting about, you know, Nathaniel Hackett getting the job in Denver. Number one, didn't he get the job to bring Aaron Rodgers there?
That's what
Isn't
a lot
that
of people thought that.
Was?
Yeah, everybody believed that that's the reason why they hired him, because they thought at the time when Aaron Rodgers wasn't, you know, committed to returning to Green Bay, they thought this is our way of luring Aaron Rodgers here to Denver, because that was always considered to be the place he'd go. So, yeah, that was always speculation. It was obviously never confirmed, but a lot of people believed it. And it didn't work out, did it?
You know, I certainly believed it. And then when it didn't happen, happen, they spun it on, well, we wanted him anyway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really? And, you know, that was in a ownership deal when they were, you know, trying to, attract a new owner. And I think they whiffed. I think the organization whiffed on the Aaron Rodgers deal, because they were all in and they whiffed on it. Okay, and then now you're settling for a different guy as your head coach, and you bring in Russell Wilson. See, I think they overreacted. I did not think Russell Wilson played well at all last year. And for them to give up what they had to give up to get Russell Wilson, I thought was really strange. And, you know, so we'll see. It's early in the season. We'll see how it works. But I can tell you this. That coach, Nathaniel Hackett, he better start improving in a lot of areas, or he may be one and done. Remember, this ownership group did not hire him. It was the other ownership group that did.
Good point. Rex, you know, we spent the majority of a nice chunk of our life really dedicating ourselves to helping build the culture and the defensive mindset of the Baltimore Ravens. What the hell was that last week? What the hell God. Did we – like, I'd never seen a greater collapse.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Bart. We've never seen that. And it was a total embarrassment. And when you think, hey, this is, you know, this game's flat out over. And it used to be over when it was a seven-point game, when we would have 7 points on you, no team was coming back on that. That's what it always seemed like. Well, now, giving up, you lost a game when you were up by 21 points? 21 points? And as I've noted before, I said, this ain't your dad's Baltimore Ravens. Mm. And again, here's another guy. This is a new play caller with this young man, even though he's had experience in the Ravens system.
Yeah.
Until you've done it, you know, it ain't the same. And something's not getting communicated. And who's to blame for that? I'm not sure. But something down the line's not getting communicated, because, Bart, you have three Pro Bowl players in that secondary.
Yes.
Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, and that Williams kid they got from New Orleans. And that's how you're going to finish games? Very strange.
Much different looking team this year compared to last year. And you know, the defensive coordinator that they lost, Wink Martindale, is with the Giants. And we're talking with Rex Ryan. I wanted to ask you if you see something different with Brian Daboll there as head coach of the Giants compared to what we've seen in the last couple of years. Is it all about a coaching change there?
I think it is. And I mean, obviously the players are buying in, but I just think it's kind of cool to be a Giant fan now. You know what I mean? So it's like he changed that, because it was miserable under the other guy, that Joe Judge guy. Like, they were brutal. Like, how could you even be a fan of their team? And now Brian Daboll is trying to get Saquon involved. He's trying to, you know, and it just, the mentality of that team, they look like they're actually having fun playing, and they look way more relaxed than they've done in the past. So I just think it's a great thing for the Giants and the job that Daboll's doing. Like, here's a guy that was prepared for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy that was a coordinator for a number of years and had done a great job. And he looks like Like he was prepared for this job, where some of these coaches don't look prepared.
Yeah, and especially his predecessor. I mean, Joe Judge. You said it, and it's exactly it. A guy that's never been a head coach, never even been you've never made play calls, and now you're going to be a head coach, and it just shows you're exposed so much. Let's stay in New York because I'm really curious about it. Bart and I got into an argument about this after the fact, and I'm curious how you feel about Robert Saleh talking about keeping receipts. And after an ugly loss to begin the season, and the team just didn't look good, and you're taking on media and fans talking about keeping receipts when things turn around here, and I felt like that wasn't the time for that speech. How did you feel about it?
Well, I tell you what, it's you can tell the frustration in Robert.
Yes.
Like he was completely frustrated by the performance, and he knows that this team is better. He knows that all the work they put in, it's going to show up, and he's all in about it. And the great thing is, even though their win last week, everybody said, well, that's a fluke and whatever. And look, a lot of things had to happen. But one thing had to happen for sure is that your football team had to believe that they were going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a good deal that – I think it ended up being a good deal that he showed the players, he showed the locker room that, hey, look, I'm on record. I know I'm in this crazy media market, and I'm going to get absolutely crushed if it doesn't pan out. Yet he went there anyway. And so I was kind of – I'm one of the guys that was like, all right, go ahead, man, go ahead. And so I was kind of fired up that he did it because it showed me that maybe other people don't believe, but he certainly believes that his team is a lot better than what a lot of people think. And so I think if you're in a locker room, you got to be like, all right, coach, good. We see that you believe and we believe also.
And if anybody would know.
And getting the win that they did.
Yeah.
Guys, how great was that win?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Everything
had to go right. Everything had to go right, and it did, including the other team kind of falling asleep, getting you that first touchdown.
The
onside kick was as perfect as I've ever seen one.
But
yeah, and a perfect onside kick. They have to miss an extra point.
Right, yeah, that's like, that too.
Look at the things that had to happen. Mm-hmm,
perfect storm.
And it's almost like, as that thing was going on, I'm like, you know what? It's almost like the good Lord was shining on the New York Jets.
And football guys.
Saying, okay, you know what, Robert? We know this has been a hell of a week for you, but you know what? I'm going to give you this one.
And
that's kind of what it looked like to me. And as a Jet fan, man, I couldn't believe it. I was going crazy watching that game. I loved it.
But even before the win and before they turned it around at 17-17, I was like, you know what? They went against a good football team with a lot of good players. And if you look at if the Ravens would have won and continued to dominate Miami, we'd have looked at week one like, well, maybe the Ravens are just a really good football team.
And that's the fact how I was
that
feeling.
It was close for as long as it was.
31-7, whatever it was.
It was 17-17 for a while.
I'm talking about when the Ravens were up big.
Yeah.
I was looking at the score thinking to myself, all right, maybe the Ravens are just that good.
Right, and they are that good. Yeah. They just had a blip. But mm-hmm. really what I'm encouraged by is that Breece Hall got a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
And that Elijah Moore. So like some of the young players that they are bringing in, you're starting to see the productivity. Like you can look at Garrett Wilson right now and you can say this guy's a number one. Like I'm looking at Corey Davis like, listen, it's going to go through this kid right here. So, like, finally you're starting to say that they have players, but you know they have money and they have draft equity, going forward. Mm-hmm. So now we're just waiting to see if Zach Wilson is the guy to lead this team. That's the big if that we have. But they have talent now, young talent, guys that are difference makers. That's why I'm excited to see what they do this week in handling success against a Bengals team that are against the ropes, mm-hmm. that can't figure out how to be patient and how to attack cover two, a quarterback in Joe Burrow that's burping the baby, and we're trying to blame it on offensive line, but he's holding the ball and getting just as much time as Patrick Mahomes, but he don't know how to beat cover two because nobody's allowing Ja'Marr Chase to go crazy.
Yeah, man, you nailed it, Bart, because You're exactly right. And the young weapons you mentioned for the Jets, that Garrett Wilson,
he reminds me of Santonio Holmes.
He's probably the best receiver the Jets have had since freaking Wesley Walker. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's been a million years since the Jets had a receiver like that.
He has a lot of Santonio Holmes in me, to me. He's twitchy like Santonio. Yeah. He can take a slant and get skinny and make people stop and start, but he's also a vertical receiver. So, it's weird because usually guys that can take slants and screens and be really fast twitch like that aren't deep threats.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They're more change of direction and all that. But this dude can do it all. The thing I love about him the most is the way he competes for the football.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it up there. The old saying 50-50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This guy absolutely competes his tail off for the football. You know, and not only that, he's a good route runner. He's got that quick twitch, like you mentioned. All of these things. And so, when you got Elijah Moore, you've got, even Corey Davis, fine. He's, whatever.
He's a three now. Brees Hall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's a good three. But you're probably paying him like a two, but it's okay. He's still on our teams. But that receiving corps is absolutely legit. So now, just like Miami did when they picked up Tyreek Hill, your point about Zach Wilson. Is he the guy? Mm-hmm. And again, is it going to be pretty when he comes back? No. He's still going to have to go. He hasn't had work, and you're going to have to give him a few weeks to get his feet wet. But at the main thing that's important is at the end of the year, you have the answers to the question, yeah. Is Zach Wilson the guy?
Yeah.
If he is, fantastic. If he's not, we got to find it. We got to go out and get one. You can have everything else in place. But if you don't have that great quarterback, then you're never going to get to the promised land. We know that. So go find him. And hopefully Zach Wilson's the guy. He certainly has the athleticism for the position. I don't know if he has the pro body or the mentality yet to play the position. But that's what we got to find out as this year goes on. And I'm excited to get him back out there.
I'll tell you what, this felt like an old episode of the Organized Chaos. I love having you guys talking football, and we want everybody to make sure they keep an eye on the Amazing Race every Wednesday night to see Rex Ryan and his friend Tim Mann getting at it and seeing if they can win this
T-Rex.
Thing.
So get your T-Rex shirts, man.
Great to catch up with you, Rex. Thanks so much.
T-Rex shirts.
Yes.
There's a rumor that those T-Rex shirts are sold out, so I don't believe you can pick them up anywhere. They are collector's items.
But I know people. I know people in high places. Rex Ryan.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks so much, Rex. All the best.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. So coming up, could we get history tonight?
Mm.
Lactavius in the building.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. So Aaron Judge did not hit a home run last night. The Yankees won easy. I mean, they blew out the Pirates.
Lactavius
was at the game last night.
Yes.
You are going again tonight.
That is confirmed.
Weather permitting. Are we good? Did you check the weather?
I don't care about the weather. Well, in terms of if the game gets called, yeah, but I will be there regardless.
Okay, you're going. I mean, they hit a bunch of other home runs. Nothing?
I mean, you got home runs from Oswaldo Cabrera, Gleyber Torres, but not Aaron Judge. It was kind of disappointing.
Well, he hit two doubles. I mean, how much you want me to hit? How much, right? Like, is that?
I want launch angle.
Really? What more do you want from me?
I'm going to need you to get the ball up in
the air. Crown happening right now. But I'll tell you what, though. You stayed, right? Because the game was over, and it didn't look like he was going to get another at-bat, but then some crazy stuff happened, and suddenly the Yankees are just adding to the run. They have 11 runs at this point, and two on, and here comes Aaron Judge for another at-bat, and who's this knucklehead, Eric Stout?
Yeah, whatever his name
is. The Pirates relief pitcher was in the game at the time.
I don't want to be in history.
Four straight balls. Not a single one like had a chance to be a strike.
He was trying if he was intentionally trying to walk him, then they would have gave the signal. He was trying to paint the corner low and away, and he missed.
Well, he sucks at painting.
He just didn't want to leave a meatball over the plate where he knew Aaron Judge was going to destroy
like Babe Ruth's friend cousin did the day before.
It wasn't Babe Ruth's friend cousin. It was like his great uncle was a
friend
teammate.
Cousin.
I mean, you talk about
he threw the meatball on purpose.
Yeah.
If he pitched tonight, watch out. Get ready. Like Tavius, get ready to sprint, figuring out which way it's going.
I'm running.
Well, Stout apparently said that he wasn't trying to walk him, which I ain't buying that.
No, he left every single pitch, I believe, low.
Oh, can earn the swing. If you want it, go get it. Go bend your knees, go over the plate, and go get it.
I'll tell you this. Being there last night, obviously for every Judge at bat, the atmosphere was electric. Yeah. Every single time he came up, everybody's chanting MVP.
Oh, was it almost as good enough to pay for? Oh. How much Judge stuff was around there that people were buying, huh? How much money are the Yankees going to make off of him in case he leaves? How about that?
Why are you spending it this way?
I'm just saying. Like, just look how many people showed up that probably wouldn't have showed up to see the measly Pirates because they want to see Aaron Judge.
That's right.
So give the man his money.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's good for business.
Pay that man his money.
So I just want to get back to the Stout thing because this is I found the quote. He said, "I'm focused on the at-bat. I'm trying to get an out regardless of the count. I know I fell behind. Threw some good pitches that I thought just missed."
Weak sauce.
Just missed?
Just missed.
Thought maybe could have been there. I have to go back and look. And then the manager says in that situation, he's just going to throw him strikes, and he didn't throw him anything close to the plate.
Aaron Judge is saying, "Well, first of all, Stroud is trying to say, first of all, how is it my fault? Like, listen, I'm not that good anyway. So you want me to just throw an underhand meatball to this dude? I ain't trying to be in this dude history books."
I'll tell you, though, I mean, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number. So now we just continue. But how about this story now? We talked to Michael Kay yesterday, and I brought this up with him for a reason, because it's like, he's the voice of the Yankees. He's made calls on some of the biggest moments in the last 25 years. I mean, we're talking about the World Series wins, the Jeter stuff, the Cone's perfect game, Wells no-hitter. I mean, you're talking about some big moments. You know, Mariano Rivera, I can't even, like, just countless great moments over the last 25 years. And he might not be able to call home run number 62 or even the franchise record tying 61. Why? Because although tonight's game is on Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is on Apple TV.
They collected that check. How are you going to watch today, Alan?
But
how are you going to watch? Like, are you going to have a computer in one hand because you got to watch football with the input, and then you're going to be switching back and forth? How are you going to know when Judge is up every time?
Well, you get an alert. ESPN now gives you an alert.
And then you're going to turn the channel, take the change
I'll
input.
Probably go.
You can't even turn the channel.
Football's not that good.
You got to change your input.
Listen, the football's not that good. But football be on the iPad.
But what if it's a good juicy game?
Well, that's what we'll see. But the football's on the iPad. Yankees are on the main TV. That's how I'm doing it. So, and then obviously, because I'm a Yankees fan, that's why I'm doing it that way. But most people could probably do either way. But Andrew Marchand from the New York Post, who covers media stuff, he has a very interesting story that the Yankees are actually trying to work with Apple to trade off the broadcast. And the Yankees, who own the YES Network, who broadcast the games, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the Michael Kay and the crew, so David Cohn and Paul O'Neill, to call the game. And they'll do the whole production and everything. And you can put it on Apple, but in New York, we get to put it on Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple is no.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not, why am I sharing my cheese for my taco? They, I paid all this damn money for y'all. Nope.
And also, though, there is still, though, the potential for Kay to join the Apple TV Plus broadcast to be the main broadcaster.
He's going
to
do it for free?
So he could. They might let that would be interesting.
He might let him do it for free, which is unusual. Michael Kay
because
for waking up in the
their
morning.
Broadcast team has a play-by-play guy already in Steven Nelson.
What are you going to say? Sorry, Nelson. You off this. Bit. Like and what?
Hunter Pence and Katie Nolan also on this call here.
Are you going to pay Nelson to go away? Because if I'm Nelson, I'm saying this is my historical call.
How do we feel about this? Because Kay will be there for Sunday Night Baseball. So he'll be on the K-Rod cast. And so at least if something happens Sunday night, yeah, he's at least on a call somehow, some way.
But it's still not the same. You know what I mean? It's not the same.
If I'm Kay, I'm... No.
How much is it worth to you to be on a... To be the voice
Would you do
call,
it for free?
You talking about Nelson?
No. If you're Kay... No,
Kay wants to do it for free because he wants this moment tied to his voice.
I would want that too.
That's worth money. Yeah, but if I'm
Nelson... I would want that
right,
too.
So if I'm Nelson, I'm saying... How much is it? How important is it to you? So I'm not saying doing it for free. I'm saying how much are you going to pay me? That's like getting a jersey swap. Man. I'm not about to give you my moment. This is my moment. I'm going to put on my sizzle reel, baby. This is going to be my call. I called number 62. I own that moment. That's my voice. Not Ben Scully. Not you know what I'm saying? It's going to be my voice.
Let me take you back in history. 1994, the New York Rangers were on a Stanley Cup run that we all know was an epic run. And they won the Stanley Cup that year with a Game 7 at Madison Square Garden.
They faced it.
And it was on national broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's the radio call that Howie Rose, a beloved, you know, announcer, was ready to, you know, that was his call. And Marv Albert, who had been a Rangers radio announcer for many years, wanted to call the Cup because he had never had a chance to call the Cup championship. He called, you know, Knicks championships, but he'd never got to do a Rangers one.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie graciously stepped aside and stepped aside and let Marv come in and call the third period.
Yeah. And Nelson's going to be as gracious.
It's not his call.
Nelson's going to be as gracious as Lactavius if he getting that ball. Not gracious at all. I'm a savage. This is my moment. How important is it to you?
I'm curious how people feel. Is it important to hear Michael Kay make this call? I think it is. I want to hear
it's
whatever people think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, you, of course, can listen to the call on the radio right here on ESPN Radio. We've got both games this weekend, and you never know. History could happen this weekend. It could happen Saturday or Sunday, and ESPN Radio has the call. Yankees-Red Sox, the coverage begins at 12:30 Eastern on Saturday. And then on Sunday Night Baseball, you get the coverage starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. Well, if he hasn't hit anything by the weekend, what a wild weekend it's going to be. And a must listen for sure. It's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits. And one of the country's top workplaces. Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. We've got your calls. And also, we get you set for week 3. What we expect to see tonight between the Steelers and the Browns. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Y'all ain't supposed to be listening to me. Stop playing this crap. Oh, it is that night tonight.
Scaring you, right? When
don't
Tommy
scare me.
Shaw screams, it's like chills.
Do you remember John Wick?
Uh-huh.
Like, you call the Steelers the boogeyman? No, dummy.
I don't think it's Bart Tommy Shaw screaming, by
That's
the way.
That's not Tommy Shaw?
No, I believe it's Dennis DeYoung.
That's Dennis DeYoung hitting that note?
Yeah.
Bart's the guy and the Raven's the guy that you send to kill the boogeyman. So you think we scared of the boogeyman's music, Allen?
Well, we'll break that down and more coming up here. But
here it comes.
Here it is. Ready? Yeah, that's Dennis DeYoung. Bart Hahn. ESPN Radio. This is your top 40 radio station.
Case of here.
No, but I am curious, though.
13 spots.
Listen, I am curious, though, of just how people would feel about this is a historic moment in your franchise, any sport. But and it, you want your home broadcaster on the call, do you not?
No, it depends.
And as the Yankees are trying to work out getting Michael Kay on the call for Friday night, just in case something big happens.
Baseball is different, man, because sometimes in football, you used to want like the big time announcers, John Madden and all those guys saying it. You didn't want.
I want my guy. If it's my team, I want my guy.
You want Bob Rasmussen saying it.
I wanted
John Madden. I want Bob Rasmussen
on the Jets call. Did you hear his call at the end of that Jets
game? That's great.
Rasmussen was amazing. No one else talking Jets except for Bob Rasmussen.
I want boom. We got a seal here and a seal there.
I'll take Rasmussen. And right now, we'll take John in Long Island. What's up, John? John
don't want.
Hello, that. John. John's not here. We take Shane in Connecticut. Shane.
How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Coochie.
I just want to say that I've been a Yankees fan since I was competent. And for me, Michael Kay's voice is the most iconic in, you could make an argument for all of baseball. And for him to not be on Aaron Judge's 60-second home run would be something that I wouldn't want to witness. I mean, obviously the moment, but to have Apple swoop in and steal that iconic moment from Aaron Judge and the Yankees would just feel wrong.
Yeah, it's just what you'd want to hear in the moment, right? And there is something about that. I agree with you, Shane. There's just something about having my guy. Like, I want Mike Breen. If the Knicks ever do anything epic,
I want Mike Breen.
But this thing,
you want Mike Breen for everybody, every team in the NBA.
Well, because he's
that's different, right?
The NBA.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He just so happened to be specifically.
All right, but I don't want anybody making that call. I'm sorry.
I want Mike Breen saying it.
I love Kevin Harlan. I don't want to hear Kevin Harlan calling something amazing that the Knicks are doing.
That's disrespectful. Bang!
That's just a reality.
Bart and Han.
Now we're back. Ain't nobody dope.
I don't know what happened there, but okay.
It's the end of the show.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Apple TV got in the way.
Yeah, Apple TV got in the way. Apparently everybody wanted to hear Kate, not me. Hey, tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Patriots host the Ravens, followed by Jaguars and the Chargers. Coverage begins noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. We've got calls. We also want to get into tonight's game as well, Steelers and the Browns, and more. But first, we got to get to Morris in Virginia because Bart, he's been tweeting like crazy at us. Bart and Han Twitter feed.
So much that he got carpal tunnel?
And Morris has to get something off his chest. So Morris,
okay,
the floor is yours.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
All right.
What up?
Okay. Look, it's open season, it seems like, on the Broncos and Russell. So I want to give you a little thing. You need to talk to people who have the Broncos interested in mind, not Chad Brown, the ex-Seattle Seahawk. But he is friends with Alfred Williams and KOA and Dave Logan, which, by the way, KOA, not the ESPN affiliate, KOA is the Broncos station. It's where all the Broncos games air. But Alfred Williams is not a homer type of fan. He's going to tell you how it really is. And he's going to give you a different perspective. I've been listening to them talk for the past few months. And, Bart, I got a challenge for you, okay. And I'll get off of here.
Okay.
The challenge is, if the Broncos beat San Francisco this week, then for a week, you need to say, let's ride with some respect on it.
Okay.
If San Francisco wins,
oh, yeah.
I will call in and I'll say it your way for a week.
Okay. Right. That's fair enough.
I'll take that.
Let's ride.
Right.
No, I got you. I'll say it right, baby.
All right, Morris, that's the bet. We've got it. We've got it locked in.
I mean, but Richard
Sherman. Morris is very upset that we are taking on Russell Wilson.
No, Richard Sherman and KJ Wright were there.
Yeah.
Like, I got no horse in the race. Remember, I picked the Denver Broncos to maybe win the division.
And
I thought they were going to be, they look like, well, how does Tessa say? Hot garbage or garbage juice?
Garbage.
Mad juice.
All right, well, that in mind, is tonight's game going to be garbage? Is this going to be, you're a defensive player, are you going to love this? Because it's going to be all about defense. Steelers and Browns.
It could be a lot of people getting laid out because it's bad quarterback play.
Browns are laying four as the home, I think they're the home team.
Jacoby Brissett's been playing pretty well, man. Like,
he's been doing just enough, right? Yeah, like, just enough.
Yeah, he ran the ball well, 43 yards last week. Yep. He threw the ball well, a couple of touchdowns.
What is going on with this?
I'm out of control. You're out of control. This whole damn show's out of control.
This whole show is just completely out of control at this point now. We might as well just start doing like Maybe that's what's happening. Is Barshadamas just taking over?
Barshadamas is Aaron Judge going to hit a home run?
Something's going on here, but these last few minutes have been a disaster. It's been like
gremlins.
Can we get these guys off the air? See, that's what's happening. You say some bad things about Russell Wilson.
Yep.
All you got to do is just to bring a couple of things about Russell Wilson. And then people get mad. We're trying to get Michael Kay to be the voice for Aaron Judge's home run, historic home runs. And you notice all the gremlins now start creeping in.
Yep. Too much Yankee talk. Too much New York talk.
Too much New York. Too much Yankees. Too much everything. It's amazing. Nobody listens, except everybody's listening.
What up, Fort Myers?
That's the reality. So we'll see how what goes on tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for a Football Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.